This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. With the new fiscal year comes a slew of Ohio laws going into effect. Among them is House Bill 58. It requires the Department of Education to provide instructional materials on cursive writing, which districts can use if they choose. Elizabeth Bridges is an English language arts content specialist at the Department of Education. She helped create the guidelines, and she joins me now. Thanks for coming on the program.
You're welcome.
What are your recommendations for Ohio schools in this arena?
Based on the act that was legislated by the General Assembly, we were to provide materials and resources for districts that wanted to do both manuscript and cursive writing within the schools. It's not a mandate because Ohio is a locally controlled state. So districts can choose to use the materials or choose not to, but we have made all of that information available to them.
Tell us, how commonly is cursive and handwriting taught in schools now?
It is taught less than it used to be because of the influence of digital text and digital handwriting.
What's the advantage of learning cursive alongside handwriting or manuscript, I suppose I should say?
There is research out there that talks about how those students that use cursive writing are able to take notes at a quicker pace. The fluidity of cursive becomes automatic. It's more efficient. It also gives students the opportunity to connect with the past. They're able to read historical documents with greater ease, and it's just another tool for them to be able to communicate.
What would you say to people that say this is just unnecessary? There's no need for kids to learn how to write in cursive because we have computers now.
Not all students are going to have access to computers. And so for the daily recording of thoughts and ideas, having cursive as a tool is very, very necessary. Students that take notes on computer, research has shown that students that take notes on computer do not retain information as well as those who actually write notes. So there are some advantages to cursive that you just can't get when you're using digital resources.
Your specialty is English and language arts. When we think about the technological revolution, we're often thinking in the math and the science terms. How is technology changing English and language arts?
As it impacts all sorts of things, technology changes the way we communicate. It changes the way we collaborate. It doesn't mean that handwriting is outdated or outmoded. It means that both handwriting and keyboarding need to coexist because we're not yet in a world that is only digital. So it's kind of a simultaneous teaching, both print and cursive and keyboarding, so that we are addressing the needs of students at all levels.
Elizabeth Bridges, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.